The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Nazir has been dedicated by our good friend Haimi and Dina Dana. Hashem Yishmirem V'Hayim. V'Hatzlacha for all their children that they should be Mehunach Alpi Toratenu HaKedusha. They should grow up and they should be Zochel Torah U'Mitzvot U'L'Chupa ולמעשים טובים, ובפרט, רפואה שלמה, ומשה בן דינה, אין נא רפנה לו, בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, וגם רפואה שלמה, פנינה, בת אסתר, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ורפואתה קרבה לבוא, וכן ירסון, ונאמר אמן, וזכות, המסכת נזיר יגן בעדם אמן.
דף חף זין, today's דף is being studied לעינו נשמת מוזקנין ביוסף בן שרה ולעינו נשמת אברהם בן אסתר וחשב תניחם בגן עדן אמן ורפואה שלמה משה בן דינה שרה רוחמה בת רחל ושרה בת רחל אין נרפה לנפת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ואתם כנבל לבוא וכן ירסון ונאמר אמן. We are discussing over here in this סוגיה הלכה למשה מסיני. The Halakha Moshe Mesinai basically said that there's a law of Ma'ot Setumin. And what does the law of Ma'ot Setumin teach us? It teaches us by a Nazir, for example, or things that are similar to a Nazir. Ma'ot Setumin Yipelu Lindava. That's the way Rabbi Yohanan understood Halakha Moshe Mesinai, which teaches us that if a person had money that was unspecified, we're going to call it, he was a Nazir. Unspecified means he designated it, not designated it, but he designated the money for the Qurbanot that he has to bring after the Nazirut. He brings an Ola, a Hatat, and a Shelamim. And he died in the interim. Or in the case of the lady where the Nazirut was actually taken off by the husband. So what do you do with that money now? So that money is called Ma'ot Setumi. So it says, Yipelu Nindaba. You spend the money on an olat nedaba. All the monies, you just bring a voluntary or a donation, olat nedaba. That was the halakha Moshe Mesinai. So the Gemara on yesterday's daf said that this law applies, ma'ot setumim, is specifically by money, by ma'ot. But it doesn't apply to nascha. Nascha would be like a piece of silver, okay? And some said doesn't apply by a sevar shel korot. Sevar shel korot would be like beams and things like that, which means if you designated these, the silver or the beams, let's say to sell it in order to get your korbanot, so that has a din of mefurash. That has a din of specified money. Even though you didn't specify, has a din of specified, meaning if the guy dies in the interim now, so he has to take part of the monies, and he has to, all the monies, and put it in the Yam HaMelech, like the regular law of a Hatat. If it would have been specified, then you have to take the money and put it in Yam HaMelech. So over here, the law of the Halakha Moshe Mesinai was said by Dafka, money that's spent easily, not items that you have to, you know, convert it for to get a value. Okay, that was where we ended off yesterday. So we're starting today from Amar Le Rav Shimi Bar Asher Le Rav Papa. That would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom on Chavav. So the Gemara says over here. Okay. So it's only money. They're saying here money and items that are easily converted to money. That's when the law of Situmin applies. So the Gemara starts off, Amar le Rav Shimi bar Asher le Rav Papa. Mai ta'amayu de Rabbanan. What's the reason of the rabbis? Which rabbis are we talking about over here? Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak. These were the rabbis that said that it doesn't apply to Nascha. That's the metal. And it doesn't apply to the Korot, Sevar Shel Korot. And it doesn't apply also to an animal. Remember we said if a person, let's say, designates a par, which is not one of the three animals that belong to the Nazir. Right? So obviously, so the question was, what do you do? Maybe let it become blemished, right? And then take the money. But in that case over there, you'd have to take the money and use it, put it in the Yam HaMelech, because it's not considered Satum. Satum only applies to money, not items that are not easily converted to money. So that would take out Behema, Nascha, and Sivar Shel Korot. So the Gemara is analyzing. Amar le Rav Shimi bar Asher le Rav Papa. Mai ta'amayu de Rabbanan. What's the reason why the rabbis, you know, don't say that the law of Situmin applies to these cases? So he said, because they say the Amre Ma'ot, Halakha Meshiv Sinai said, money, velo behema, velo naska, ma'ot, velo sevara. Which means they learned the Halakha Meshiv Sinai literally. The Halakha said ma'ot, money. Money to the exclusion of behema. Money to the exclusion of naska. Money to the exclusion of sevara shel korot. I mean, the Halakha Meshiv Sinai was specific enough to say money. And therefore, it's only money. So again, the Gemara says, Ela me'ata, well, according to that logic, ma'ot velo ofot. Why don't you say the same law, money and not birds? In which case, let's say a person had to bring a bird sacrifice. He had to bring an ola and a hatat. Two birds. One for ola and one for hatat. Okay? And let's say he did not specify them. No, he just took two birds. One for this, one for that. He didn't say which one is going to be for what. Unspecified birds. And then he died. Okay, so if you're going to say that the law does not apply to animals, and so to the law does not apply to birds, so therefore we're going to consider as if these birds were specified. Even though he didn't specify them, but the law doesn't apply. You don't need to specify. And therefore, what's going to be the law? When the guy dies, you're going to have to use them. You're not going to be able to sell, or you bring them for ola. You're going to have to use them for hatat, which you're going to have to let them die. It's like a regular din of a person that's obligated a hatat, and then he dies. What do you do with the hatat? You can't bring it on the mizbeach, so therefore it's a hatat shemeta. That's what we're going to say that has to be done. You can't even redeem it and bring it as a korban, because the law of birds, there's no redemption on birds. Sistama halakha. Keep in mind, there's no redemption by animals. You let them graze and let them get a moom and then redeem and all that by birds. That's not an option. So therefore, they have to be like the animals, which means whatever it is, you have to let them die. If you're going to say that the law doesn't apply, right? Right, the birds should not be sacrificed as voluntary or not, but should be left to die. Beautiful, because that's the law of when something is specified. So again, you tell me it doesn't apply to behemoth, doesn't apply to naskat, doesn't apply to sevar shel korot. So who adin ma'od velo ofot? So comes the Gemara and says, but that can't be v'chite mahakinam. If you tell me that indeed is so, we have a problem. We have a story of Rav Chisda that says, "En akinim mitparshot." When the person is designating his birds for the korban, they can become specified in one of two ways. Ela ibil kihat be'alim, either when the owners take them, that's ready, designates them at that moment. Iba'asiyat kohen, or they're not specified when the owner takes them. I mean, he makes them unspecified. But when the Kohen takes them to actually bring them, the Kohen has the ability to specify them. So you have two stages where the specifying. What are you specifying? You have one for Ola, one for Hatat. So the Gemara just tells you that there's two stages in the process where the animals or the birds can become specified. Let's read that inside. Ena kenim et parshot, ela ibil kihat be'alim, iba'asiyat Kohen. So the Gemara comes along and says, right, the owner can designate the hatat and the ola at the time of the purchase, or in the absence of the designation, the kohen decides which bird is for which sacrifice at the time of the sacrifice. Good. Gemara says, why? Amai hama'ot gimirin la. So what do you mean? We just told you that if you're telling me that ma'ot means davka ma'ot and not birds, so that means the birds automatically are specified. You don't need specification by birds. Ma'ot velo ofot. That means only monies can be considered unspecified. But if you tell me, when he takes the birds automatically are considered specified. Which means, when he just takes his two birds with him, one is going to be for an ola, one is going to be for fatah, but he didn't specify them. So therefore, how could you tell me then that if the owners didn't specify them, but it doesn't matter, they're considered specified somehow. How could you tell me the Kohen now can come and specify them? He might specify the wrong one. He's going to come along now and make the ola a khatat, and the khatat an ola. So therefore, this law would not be. How could you tell me we have Rav Chazda's statement that says let the Kohen, let the owner either specify them when he's buying them, or if he doesn't know anything, let the Kohen. Hold it. I thought the law of Satun doesn't apply to birds. Because didn't you tell me ma'od velo behema, ma'od velo naska, ma'od velo svar shil korot, ma'od velo afot? But then it doesn't make sense over there, because if you didn't specify them, so if you say you didn't specify them, I have no problem. Then the Kohen can do it. But if you tell me there's no need to specify, so then you can have a problem now when the guy bought his birds, one for Allah, one for Attar. That's it. It's considered specified, right? Which means whatever one he brings for Allah was the Allah, whatever he brings the Attar father, the Kohen cannot come along now and undo it by saying, okay, this is the Olam, this is the Hatar. He might be taking the wrong one. Right? Since the pair is considered specified, the bird he selects for the Olam might be the Hatat. Hence, the birds can never be sacrificed, by the way, because you don't know which one is which, by the way. That's them. If you didn't specify them, and you say they're considered specified, which one is which now? We don't know which one is the Hatar, which one is the Olam. But the point is, you wouldn't give the Quran that flexibility to specify. Ela, you have to say what? That the law does apply to birds. And if the law applies to birds, it must apply also to behemah. We were not making a difference. And therefore, if a person, let's say, go back to the case of the Nazir, he took a par. Right? He took a par. So we said, no, there's no, that's not ma'ot. That's not easily converted. You got to let it graze and let it pejon. So we said that's considered, you have to take the money and put it for the hatat. So we're saying, why? Just like for the birds, you're telling me that there's a law of satum from the proof that you see the Kohen is able to specify. So therefore, what would that mean? That you have the behemah, the par, the owner died, take the money and bring all that nidabah. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, Amar leh. So the papa comes back and says, which means, according to your logic, that you want to tell me birds and animals have the same law as situmin, that it's considered unspecified. Haditnan, we have a Mishnah. Okay, what does the Mishnah say? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hevi Shalosh Behemot Velo Pirash. Nazir. He brought three animals, right? At the end of his process, he's got to have three animals. What are the three animals again? Ola, Hattat, and... No, Shilamim. That's only by a Nazir that came Tameh. By a Nazir, that's Tahor. The three Korbanot is Ola, Hattat, and Shilamim. So he separated the three animals. Now, he separated the right animals, which means he separated... I'll give you the animals that he separated. A male lamb for his ola, because that's what the ola is. Remember, we learned ola is male, right? That's a ram for his shilamim, and a female lamb for the hatat. These are the only animals you can bring for those things. Now, he didn't specify what he's bringing it for, but he just separated those three animals. So it could be assumed that that's what he brought. He's bringing hatat ola and shilamim. So the Gemara says, "Hareuya the hatat, tikrav hatat." The one that's ra'uy for the hatat, which would obviously be the female lamb, they bring that as the hatat. Le'ola, that would be the male, tikrav ola. Lishlamim, tikrav lishlamim. So the Gemara says, "What are you talking? Amai? Why are you saying ha amar behema?" Love kimfuresh damya. If according to you, that's telling me ma'ot velo damim. I'm sorry, ma'ot velo behema. That means the law of behema. You don't have this law of satum. So how could you say that then over here? Which means then this case over here, the chaura, you didn't designate. They're unspecified. So how could you tell me that at the end of the process, you'll just bring each one according to what it is, it was unspecified. Since you didn't specify the chaura, the deen should be all of them should be brought now as olat nedava, or unspecified, which means if you're telling me, again, let's start the process again, just to not lose the trend. We started off the Gemara saying when it says damim by halacha b'shem Sinai, dafka money, not other items. So the Gemara says, well, who adin money and not ofot? Just like money, not behemah. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Can't be that way. We see that the Kohen is able to specify. That means the ofot have a din of unspecified till it is actually specified. Therefore, not only ofot, but who adin behemah. Which means the law is going to be that even by behemah, that a person, let's say, separated an animal and then he died, take the monies, it's unspecified, use it for olat nedava. It's lav dafka money. Just like it's lav dafka ofot, it's lav dafka behemot. So the papa comes along and says, hold it, what are you talking about? How did you tell me? I'll prove it to you that the law of satum does not apply by animals. Because here's a case where a guy was sotim, he didn't designate what each animal is going to be for. He just took three styles of animals. He didn't designate them, right? So technically they are setum. And still, what's the law? When the process finishes, the one that's for hatat, bring it for hatat. The one that's for olah, bring it for olah. The one that's for shlamim, bring it for shlamim. So what do you see? What do you see over here? You see that the law of setum does not apply to animals. Because even though this was animals that were setumot, and still you see what? Bring each one accordingly. So the Gemara is saying that just like by animals, the law of Setum doesn't apply. Because if the law of Setum applied, these are unspecified. How could you bring them for Olah, Hatajim? Maybe you have to just take the Hatat and burn it or kill it. Hatat Shemeta. And the other ones bring the Olah, bring for Olah. And maybe the Shalamin bring for Shalmei Nedava, which means Olat Nedava. Maybe you have to sell it, let it graze, and take the money and use it for Olat Nedava. That's what you would say the law of Satum applies. But if you tell me the law of Satum doesn't apply, like it's master from this statement, that's where you bring in the Hatat for Hatat, the Shalamin for Shalim. So therefore, Rav Papa's countering back and saying, on the contrary, you see that what? That the law of Satum does not apply. Because even though these are Situmot, you're treating them as if they were Mefurashot. And if who are deemed by the birds? Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le. So Rav Shimi Barashi comes along and says, what are you talking? Hatam velakach ve'asa amar rahmana. I bilkihat ba'alim, I ba'asiyat kohen. Which means, we see by the birds. There's two stages where it can be specified. Either when the guy took it, bilkihat, and if he doesn't specify it, it can be done by the Kohen. So for sure, he says, my analysis is correct by the birds. The birds are considered satum. Had a ayah that we're going to allow the Kohen to be mefaresh them. And therefore, when it says ma'ot, it's lav dafka ma'ot, by the halakha mashim said, it's huadin, even birds. Had a ayah, because we're letting the Kohen specify. That means up until that point, there must have been unspecified, which means the Kohen is able to come along and say, this is the Olah and this is the Shilamim. That means until that point they were unspecified, because it was considered specified at that point, that how could the Kohen change it? Ela, we can tell me, so what about Behemot then? So he says, but however, in the case of the Behemot of the Nazir, are you able to switch the animals and say that the one that's a Hatat is going to be brought as a Olah Nidaba? It's different animals, which means that it's a way of the Gemara saying they're considered like this. They're meforash. When you designate the species, listen, what else could it be? Even though I didn't say, this is for my hatat, this is for my olan, this is for my shlamim. But I took the male, the female, and the female. I took the animals that can only be brought for that item. So therefore, that's considered as if it's meforash. So we have no question. Your question was based on, hey, you see, by an animal, even though it was satum, we said bring it for respect for each animal. That's like it's mifurash, by the way, because you can't bring a hatat for an ola or vice versa, because one's a female and one's a male. So therefore, the Gemara is coming along to say in his answer that the case of the animals is no question. I can still argue that by the birds, there is a law of Satum, but by the animal case of the Nazir, since you specify them, that's why it's going to have the law of that you have to bring each one for the Khatat, for the Khatat, for the Ola, for the Shlam. He says the distinction between bird offerings and Nazir offerings is obvious. If a person is obligated to bring a pair of birds, either he or the Kohen must specify at some point which bird is the Ola, which bird is the Khatat. Because a bird can be used for either Khatat or Ola. Understand? The birds are the same birds. Had la'ula, the had la'chatat. So it needs obviously to be specified. However, the case of the Nazir's concluding sacrifice is different. This is because the three offerings involved are each of distinct species or gender. So no confusion is possible. It's once the Nazir has designated a female lamb, a male lamb, a ram for its concluding sacrifice, then it's self-evident that the female lamb is intended for the khatat. The male lamb is for the ola, and the ram is for the shalabim. The general designation of these animals for the concluding sacrifices is thus tantamount to individually designating each animal, and therefore they're considered mefurash. But by the case of the birds, you can say that they have a din of setum until either the fellow is consecrated at the time of the purchase, or the kohen does it at the time of the slada, and says like this. We said above, let's say a guy designated a blemished animal. Okay, let's say it took a par. Now, par is not one of the animals of a Nazir. But let's say it was blemished. So we said a blemished animal, it's standing to be redeemed. So that has a deen like money. Nafkamina, the guy took the par, right? And obviously it wasn't designated because he didn't designate it. So now it's considered like monies. And therefore, if he died, it's considered like ma'ot situmin. So what are you going to do with those monies? You're going to buy them olat nedaba. You can use it for olat nedaba. The hadush over there was, even though it wasn't money, even though it was an animal, but since the animal started off with a blemish, and therefore it's going to be redeemed, right? Because there's nothing else you can do, and started off like that to be redeemed, has a deen like money. So that was the case that we said above, that an animal that is ba'al mum is considered like money. So it comes to Gibran as a question on this. Mativ rav menuna. Umi amrinan. Behemat ba'alat mum. Kistuma adamya. Do we say that an animal that starts off with a blemish is considered and treated like ma'ot situmin? Tashema kesad amru ha'ish megaleyach al nizirut abiv. There's a case over here that a person, he brings the korbanot from his father's funds of nizirut. The father has a nizirut, and the son... And the father designated monies for his own nizirut, but there's a case where the son could use the father's funds that he designated for his nizirut for his own nizirut. Mm-hmm. How do you have that case? What's the case? Bizman shaya abiv nazir. Okay, the father was a nazir. Vifrish abiv ma'ot niziruto. So the father designated money for the korbanot of his nizirut, umet, and the father died. Ve'amar hareni nazir al menach igaleya al ma'ot abba. Which means the son then said, I'm going to be a nazir on the condition that I'm going to use my father's money that he already put aside. I'm going to use it for my korbanot. Okay? Harezim igaleya al ma'ot abiv. So the law is he can become a nazir and use his father's funds for his nazirut. Okay? That's the first case. That's incidentally, they say it's a halakha la Moshe Sinai, which states that a person can finance his own nizirut with unspecified funds originally set aside by his father. This is possible if the father had been a nazir, set aside money for his own concluding sacrifices, died before the conclusion of the nizirut. The use of the father's money is called shaving with his father's nizirut, because the shaving and the korbanot come together. So that's why the language of the Braita was kesed amru ha'ish megaleyach al nizirut. It means at the time of the shaving, he brings his korbanot. So saying you can use the father's money for the korbanot. Okay. So comes the Gemara and says, continue. Aval, imayahu ve'aviv nizirim. Let's say both the father and the son were nizirim already when the father was alive. Vifrish abiv ma'ot setumim, and the father already had designated unspecified monies. Umet, and then he died. Ve'amar ben, and then the son said, "Hareni migaleh al ma'ot abba." I'm going to use my father's money for my korbanot. So then already it says, "Yipelu l'ndaba." Then already now, those monies are considered by Otsu Tumin. The father died, you got to use them for Olat, which is the law is only when the father was a Nazir alone and the son was not. So then when the father died, the son accepted upon himself a Nazirut with the money of the father. However, if they both were in Nazir, when they're both alive, then the father died, then the father's money was Ma'ot Setumot. What's the deal of Ma'ot Setumot when the father, when the owner dies? Yipelu, then Dama. Hayta lo bema mifureshet. Let's say the father had actually an animal that was specified. Yeah, this is going to be for whatever, for this. Hatat tamut. Okay, hatat tamut, because that's a regular law of a korban hatat that was designated, and then the owner died. What do you do with the animal? You cannot bring it on the mizbeach. Tamut, you guys let it die. Ola, tikrav ola. Okay, well, it was specified. So the ola, bring it as ola tedaba. Ushlamim yikribu. Shlamim. Okay, so that's the braita. Now the Gemara starts to analyze. My love, afilu ba'alat mum. This braita over here sounds like it's talking about ba'alat mum, even ba'alat mum, which means it says if the father specified an animal. Let's talk. The father specified an animal. It's considered mifurash. I tell him behema mifureshet. So what do we say behema mifureshet? If it's specified, then the father dies. What do you do? What's mefureshet? You gotta bring it down the line. The hatat, you have to let it die. The ola, bring it as olat nedavah. The shalim, bring it as shalim nedavah. Specified. There's nothing to do. You cannot bring them all as olot. Good? But when it said behema mefureshet, since it's not specified, maybe it's even talking about a ba'alat mum. Who told you what type of behema this was? Maybe it's even a blemished one. Didn't we just say if it's blemished, it has a deen of money? And therefore, if as the deen of money, it's not considered mefureshet. Therefore, the deen would be that the money is, you let it, it's great, it doesn't have to grace. You just pour that, use the money for olat nedabah. But from the fact that it's saying over behema mefureshet, it's not telling what type of behema. It's mashma, even a behema that was ba'alat mum has a deen of mefureshet. Again, you're telling me above, halakha, if you have an animal that's a ba'alat mum has a deen of money. What does that mean? There's no deen of satum. Yes, there is a deen of satum. What does that mean? That means if a guy takes the animal, it's ba'alat mum. Okay? He designated for his nizirut. Now the guy died. What do we say to do with that money? It's like money. What's the deen of ma'at satum once the guy died? Wala nadaba. Same thing by an animal that had mum. Redeem it, because you can't bring it as a qurban to ba'alat mum. Take the money and wala nadaba. That was the Gemara's statement above. An animal that starts off with a mum as a deen of money. But you see, not like that over here. Because over here we're talking about the father. Just take the father's case, simple. The father designated an animal. It said, behema mefureshet. Okay? So what do we say if it's behema mefureshet? And then he died. So we say, behema mefureshet, so if it's a hatat, you have to let it die. Because it's like a hatat without an owner. Ola, bring it olat nedava. And if it's a shlamim, bring it shlamim nedava. Which means if it's specified, it's specified. But it's talking about a case of any type of animal. Behema mefureshet, even if the behema was a ba'alat mum. Also, what does that show you? That a ba'alat mum still has a deen of mefurash, doesn't have a deen of ma'ot. Because if it had a deen of ma'ot, you just bring it everything as olat nedabab. From the fact that saying behema mefureshet, you bring it hatat, you let it die, and shalamin for shalmin nedabab, olat for olat nedabab, smashba, that even an animal that's blemished does not have a deen of money. And the fact that the braita did not specify, the braita just said if the father designated an animal. Did it say what type of animal he designated? No. So it could be even if he designated a behemah that had a mum. Or if the animal had a mum, so how could you... The law would be, according to what we learned, mum is like money. What's money? You pelu and daba, everything. But now you tell me, no, behemah mefureshet, it's the hatat, is you let it die, and so on and so forth. So if it's a question on that principle that you said above, so the Gemara answer is a very simple answer. No, no, temima. No, who told you? It's talking about an unblemished animal. Which means, right, no, refer to unblemished, exactly. But blemished animals indeed will be considered like unspecified funds, and therefore you bring voluntary offerings. Continues and says, aval, ba'alat mum, kistuma adamya. Oh. So you want to tell me like the original premise, that a ba'alat mum has a deen of what? Kistuma adamya has a deen of ma'ot, and therefore what? If the guy designated ba'alat mum, to start off with as a din of money, and therefore it's considered ma'atzah tumah. Therefore, if he died, what would you do? You take the money and use it for all that. You want to tell me that ba'al ha'mum is different? Has a din of satum? My idea ma'ot. Why did the Braita discuss a case of money as the example of unspecified funds?
Exactly.
In the case of the father. With the father and the son, right? The case was v'efrish abiv ma'ot l'nziruto umet. He designated money for his nzirut and died. So what we say? The son, when his father dies, could say, I want to be a nazir and I want to use my father's money. Okay? Well, that was the case. It was ma'ot setumot. Right, so he said the son could take over the father's, money over there. Why did the Braita give a case of money? The Braita could have gave the same case by blemished animals. That's a big hadush. But if there be blemished animals like money, so tell me the hadush by blemished animal. The father designated a blemished animal. If you tell me that's just like ma'otzot tumot, then just continue the case. Then if he died, the son takes it over, or if the son was alive when it happened, if it was considered ma'ot, then the money goes to olat nedaba, right? If it was unconsecrated, I take that case where the father and the son were both nezirim, so the son cannot use the father's goods. Okay, now the father, what do we say? If it was ma'ot setumot and the father dies, what do you do with the money? Pilun nedaba. Why'd you give me a case of ma'ot setumot? Give me a better case. Give me if the father designated Baal Mum animal. If you tell me, tell me a big hadush. Why you give me the case specifically by money? Tell me the hadush even by animals that are Baalat Mum. Right? So the Gemara says, Hakiname, you're right. Kinekaname. Baalat Mum le mai kedisha lidme. Deme hainu ma'ot. That's what it said. Which means, what was the case of the Braita's language? The father had money. What is a Baalat Mum? Baalat Mum is consecrated for what? For the money. You can't bring a Baalat Mum on the Mizbeach, right? So Baalat Mum is synonymous with money. And the Braita said, money. So that's money. Which is in the words ma'ot of the Braita, is not only currency, anything that is money. Just has monetary value. A Baalat Mum only has monetary value. You can't put it on the Mizbeach. So therefore, it's like I said it. Another question in economy. So at this point, we're not falling off any of our premise. Steady. Right? We're staying with our premise that what? That ma'ot, of course, it applies. When it comes to naska and all those other stuff, let's just go back a second. That we said, according to some opinions, the rabbi wants to say it doesn't apply because it's not easily converted. By a bird, we wanted to say that the birds do have din of setum. The fact that we say the Kohen can consecrate it, could make it mefurash. When a person designates animals specifically, even though he doesn't say this is for hatat, asham, the species themselves speak for themselves, therefore it's considered as if it is mefurash. And now we're saying another din, we're going back to another din, that a ba'alat mum has a din of money. And therefore when a person designates an animal that's a ba'alat mum, Satum, he didn't say anything, he just said, this is for my nizirut. Then the guy dies, the money is taken and used for olat nedaba. Oh, so then why didn't the Braita say, a case even where it was not only money, say ba'alat mum? They did say that. Because ba'alat mum is equal to money. That's what its consecration is. It's the value of the money, and that's what it says. Okay.